The fact is, you can't manage time. You can only manage activities or tasks. Most performance problems in management teams are rooted in poor planning and lack of prioritizing, not because of a lack of time. Managers get distracted by what's urgent instead of what's important. They prefer fighting fires to being effective because honestly, it's easier and it makes you feel needed. But focusing on distraction is not as important as developing a team. Managers who complain loudest about time scarcity often have the most disorganized calendars and schedules. So here's a different strategy for you to consider. Assign every task to a specific day instead of merely adding it to a list. All of your meetings are calendar specific, so why can't your activities be as well? When faced with large projects, high-performing managers have learned to break each project down into the sequential subtasks necessary to complete the project. Then assign those subtasks to a specific day. In other words, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Forget the old notion of making a list of everything you have to do and then assigning an A, B, or C priority to each one with subsets of 1 through 5 in importance. This may have worked 20 years ago, but it's ludicrous in today's faster, harder, smarter, more world. Here's a simpler way when planning tomorrow, today. Ask yourself, what are the 3 most important things I need to do tomorrow? And what is the 1 must thing I need to accomplish? If you can get the 3 most important things done daily and know exactly what 1 thing you must do to jumpstart that process, you'll win every day. Bottom line, the best leaders first identify and then close the gap between strategy and execution. Don't let the trivial become important and the important become trivial. It's all about prioritizing, not time management. You don't need more time, you just need to decide. When you say, I don't have enough time, you're really saying, that stuff isn't important enough to me.